Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, I am having trouble playing the music.
Alexa, resume.
Wait.
You are here, moving in on me. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. Good morning. I'm Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. But before I begin, I would please just like to remind everyone to please put your phone on mute. All right, if we could bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, thanks for always being with us 24 hours a day. Please remind us that we are to cast our cares and worries on you. Please keep our attention stayed on you and not what is going on around us. We are grateful to be here this morning, being able to fellowship with one another and hear your word. We pray that we will get stronger by the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome and good morning, everyone, on this Palm Sunday. It's great that everyone is here. And at this time, I will be going over our concerns, affirmations, celebrations, and announcements. Our concerns, we're continuing to pray for the healing and health for Tony Bass, Kaniqua James, who's recovering from a bone marrow transplant. We also want to pray for Michaela, who is in Jamaica, Tia, who is Gwinnell's niece, Glendora's cousin, who's been diagnosed with COVID-19, and to all those who have been diagnosed with this disease, and to all those who have made their transitions from this life because of COVID, and comfort those who are grieving. We also want to give prayer concerns to Carol Meikle, who is in New York at this time. Carol, we are loving you and praying with you. Our affirmations, we affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm Minister Daryl Poirier and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. We also like to affirm our ministry leadership team, which consists of Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, Stacy, who's the church administrator, and, of course, Baba Charles and Reverend Alethea as well. Celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. We would also like to celebrate our Bible study that is still going on at 7 p.m. on the same radio station, Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk. Can we believe it? It is April already. So we have April birthdays. April 2nd was Daryl Poirier. April 8th, Kofi Minor. April 10th, Odu Williams. April 13th, Elizabeth Fisher. And April 17th is Nazareth Fisher. We also like to remember, and it's easier since we are on radio and online to have our Bibles. So please remember to bring your Bible with you and a notebook, and also invite a friend. And I know that a lot of people have been inviting other people to listen. So thank you and continue to do that. Also, your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God, P.O. Box 2776. We also have PayPal, and we also have Cash App at this time, so that makes it easier. We can do it straight from our house at this time. Is there anyone else that has any more concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time? You may unmute your phone for concerns, affirmations, celebrations.
Hi, this is Minister Helene. I just want to ask for prayers, rather, for my family. My cousin Judge Bell passed away on Wednesday, and actually Wednesday of last week, and they were trying to have his homegoing service. And, of course, because of the current situation that our country is dealing with right now, it's sort of hard to do a homegoing service that is what we're accustomed to doing. And he was a deacon in his church as well as his name was Deacon. And so for our family down in Atlanta, I just want to offer particular prayers for them as they go through this hard time.
Thank you for sharing. Any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations?
Yes, this is Gwenal, and I just wanted to say that Tony is projected to come home next Friday, the 10th.
All right. Very good.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Amen. That's beautiful. Yes. That's right. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations?
Well, we have a celebration. Go ahead. I can wait.
I just ask to keep Diane, my sister, in prayer as we have buried my brother-in-law, Paul, who it was just, you know, said the same thing applies. But he knew the Lord, and he went on home to be with him. So we just praise for his life, praise God for his life. Let's keep the family in prayer.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Reverend Alethea.
I like to remember and send energy to Mama Diane, her husband Robbie, and their son Robbie during this time as well.
Amen, amen. And we have something to rejoice. We've been praying for Pamela growth as she was looking for housing. And as of Wednesday, she has a new apartment with room for her two children and the new baby who was due yesterday. So we are praying for Pamela's new apartment, and we're just celebrating with her, not celebrating for her, but celebrating with her because she is truly in a place of celebration. Pray for the new baby that is to be born any day now. Amen.
This is Stacy.
In our congregation, that's a COVID baby. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, Daisy, what did you want to say? Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? All righty. Well, if not, if we could just bow our head
Hello?
In prayer.
Hello?
Yes.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, this is Carol. I'm
Hi,
asking
Carol.
For prayer. Hi. For the Bryan family. They lost one of their brother on Thursday to the coronavirus. And Nisi lost her aunt. And Elsie, her stepson in New York. I'm asking, please, for the prayer for the family.
Amen. Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations?
Oh, I'm affirming health for Michaela. She's doing good at this time. And I'm just asking, confirming that she keep that way for some time.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is Daisy again. I wanted to hello?
Yes, go ahead, Daisy.
I wanted to also, that was Darlene. She didn't identify herself with that. It's our sister Diane, who's her husband Paul passed away a week before last. So so keeping the Stallings in the prayers as, you know, we had last Sunday. And also, my brother Lewis, he is well now, but he has he's had pneumonia 3 times, so he has to be very, very, very careful. And so I just want Lewis Hannah kept in our prayers, my brother. And then, of course, the rest of the family. Luckily, I'm out here at my mother's house, which is out way, way in the country. So it's very different than in the cities or even in Pensauken, where Darlene lives. So we're out, and she's doing well. So keep my mother, Essie, in our prayers. And, of course, Reverend Alethea and Baba Charles and Deacon Magneta, who does the prayer on Wednesday at 6 a.m. and 12 noon, which I'm normally on at 12 noon on Wednesdays. So at any rate, and all the other ones of our family, the Hannahs, the Stallings, the Grahams, and the Boozes. So thank you. And Darlene Helpley is now here. I came with her this time. She comes and takes care of our mother like four times a week. So I came with her this time, and we only have one caregiver as opposed to three before. So thank you all, and keep our family in prayer and our community and our country and the world, because we definitely need prayer.
Amen.
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 This is
thank
Carol
you for sharing.
Again. Affirming as for Kaniqua, she's doing fine, but her dad, he has been having a cold, not feeling well for some time. He went to the emergency room and they sent him home that he do not have the virus. He went to get tested. They will test him because they say he don't have a sign of the virus. So please, I'm asking for prayer for him that he will get better soon.
And which son is this, Carol? What's your
this
son's name?
Trevor.
Trevor. Trevor?
That's
oh, great. Okay.
Kaniqua's dad.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. And you know she has to be in the house with him. So although I think he stays away from her.
Oh,
so I'm just asking for prayer for them. Thank you.
God
Amen.
Is good.
Amen.
All the
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements? And if not, I would ask if you could please mute your phones back, please. Thank you. And if we could just bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, you know the concerns and prayers of our hearts. You are the only one who can take our pain, hurts, and sufferings away and fill us with joy and peace in our hearts, spirits, and soul. We are yours. Continue to order our steps every day, and we will continue to follow you. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, I would ask that we would just listen in our hearts, listen with our hearts, and hear a song being played called You Are God. And then after that, we will hear our message from Reverend Alethea.
You are God.
Yes, you are God, holy and righteous. You are Lord, holy and righteous. And don't you know God lives in the praises, hallelujah, the praises, hallelujah, of his people. I hope right now that you're praising God this morning, for this is Palm Sunday, hallelujah, a day of rejoicing, oh, day of hosannas, a day of hallelujahs. Glory to God. I am so thrilled to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. I said the house of the Lord one more time. We are one body. We are one body in Christ. God is so very good. I hope you're rejoicing today. Don't let me be rejoicing all by myself. Now and then you can unmute your mic and just praise God. When the Spirit of the Lord says, praise God, I want you to praise the Lord. Let the people of God hear you praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We want to give God the praises this morning. We want to thank God for one more day just to praise God. Thank you, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Glory to God. Amen. God is good. All the time.
Amen.
Happy Palm Sunday. Woo! Glory to God. You know, we talk about distancing. There is no distance in the power of God, in the presence of God. We are with one another. We are not distancing our spirits, our souls are in the hands of God, and we together are in the hands of God. We can literally reach out and touch the Lord, and the Lord is touching each of us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
It is a blessing, beloved, to be with you, and it is a blessing for you to be with the Lord and with all of us together. You know, on the television, we hear all of us together. You know, sometimes we don't know what we're saying. Hallelujah. We are all together. This is a journey for all of the children of God. Amen. I want you to direct your attention to the scripture lesson this morning. It is found in Luke chapter 19. Luke is the third gospel in the New Testament, Luke 19, verses 28 to 38. And I invite you to mute your phones again, and when you're ready to say hallelujah at any other point, just unmute it and then mute it back. Amen. The scripture reads thus. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. It's in Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives. He sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you. And as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why you're untying it, say, the Lord has need of it. Those who were sent ahead and found it just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they replied, "The Lord has need of it." To Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it, and he went along. People spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the full understanding of God's most holy word. Let us pray.
Amen.
Oh God, right now we can hear the voices proclaiming Hosanna in the highest. We hear the praises of your people, Lord, because your praises are in our hearts and in our voices too this morning. So, Lord, as we praise your name, as we shout hallelujah, tap us on the shoulder and speak to your people. Speak through your people. For we, your people, are listening to your voice. It is in Jesus' name that I pray, that your people pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh, glory to God.
Amen, amen.
Yes, today is the day of praise and celebration. This, beloved, is Palm Sunday, and for many of us, we call it Passion Sunday. I know a lot of us haven't heard that term, but there are those who are in the embrace of God who call this Passion Sunday, for they're commemorating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and also making us aware that Jesus was on that passionate road, that road of passion to Calvary. Just think about that on this Sunday. In our Christian tradition, we recognize that Palm Sunday is more than palms and celebration. Today, beloved, is the first day of Holy Week, a week of deep passion, and it's the Sunday before Easter. As you might imagine, scores of people lined the streets on that first Palm Sunday. The crowds lifted their palms and shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest." You know, we don't have palms today in our hands, but I want you to see that first Sunday, first Palm Sunday in your mind's eye. We want to realize today was and has been a day of celebration of a victorious Jesus. The throng of celebrating humanity believed that Jesus was the one who would set them free from the bondage of Roman occupation. But that Jesus, our Jesus, had so much more to offer, more freedom to embrace. They just didn't know what lay ahead. I want to invite us to take a look at the Palm Sunday story this morning, that Palm Sunday story that is recorded in not one gospel, not two gospels, but all four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's how important this story is today. But Spirit guided me to the version that I read from the Gospel of John. So if you didn't write it down now. To the Gospel of Luke, Luke 19:28-44. And what leaped out at me in the preparation for this message was the importance of the disciples. Amen? The importance of the disciples. It was the disciples who obtained the necessary transportation so that Jesus could properly enter Jerusalem. The disciples teach us, you know, for we are the disciples of Jesus today. The disciples, lesson number one, is they teach us that Jesus needs you. If you recall, Jesus instructed two of the disciples to go to a nearby village ahead of him, not after him, but ahead of him. And Jesus even told them that they what they would find. You know, wouldn't it be a blessing if before we left our front doors in the morning, before we left our homes, that Jesus told us what was going to happen, what we would find when we stepped our foot out of the door, and how it would be so much easier. But I want to challenge you and let you know right now that Jesus does tell us what is ahead of us. And Jesus said to the disciples, when they started to untie the animals, the owner appeared on the scene, and he wanted to know what was going on. You know, most of us don't have a donkey in our front yards. We don't have a donkey in our backyards. But I want you to try to imagine what was going on, because some of us have a pet, a dog in our front yards or a dog in our backyard, often tied with a leash. Imagine if some stranger came into your yard and tried to take your dog. There was a big story on the news in the metropolitan area not too long ago, just 30 days ago, where someone came and stole a woman's dog, and the whole neighborhood got involved trying to find a dog. You know, when someone comes and tries to take your possession that you haven't given them permission to do, we get, what, upset, amen? But in this instance, despite the outrage of the owner, the disciples responded calmly, without hesitation and without fear. You know, they weren't stealing something. They were obeying the word of Jesus, and they stated calmly and with authority, the Lord, get over it. The Lord needs this colt. Did you hear those words? Those words, did they ring a bell in your heart? The Lord needs it. Beloved, as followers of Jesus, we need to walk in the way of the Lord. We need to walk with the authority that God gives us. Amen? We need to walk with the authority that God gives us. I want you to hold on to that word right now, that God has given you authority, and we need to walk with that authority. You see, Jesus sees our journey before we embark on it. He sends us before him. He sees the obstacles and the challenges that are ahead of us. You know, if I keep that in my heart when I stumble and fall, I'm going to say, Jesus saw that I was going to stumble and fall, and Jesus has given me the ability to get up and keep on moving on. Jesus knows our resources and the blessings that are ahead of us. These blessings and resources, Jesus has designed and set aside just for us. Blessings with our names on it. How many of us have walked past the blessings that Jesus has tied down and secured just for us? Amen? When we confront challenges, and we've all been there, we often throw up our hands in despair. We sometimes curse the darkness because we think there's no way out. And more sadly, we often think blessings that are designed for us, woo, are designed for someone else. You need the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus. That's us. We need to learn that Jesus trusts in us and Jesus sends us. You know, you can claim the blessings that you see, not in your name, but in the name of Jesus. And you can say, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord needs it. The Lord needs you. You need to trust that God's ways, ooh, hallelujah, that God's ways are not your ways. God's ways are higher than your ways. If God calls you to it, God will see you through it. Jesus calls each of you because you are his disciples, and he calls you forth on your divine life mission, a life mission that includes divine relationships, it includes divine assignments, it includes divine service, it includes divine healing, it includes divine creativity, and it includes divine moments of learning. The bottom line is the Lord has need of your divine relationships, your divine assignments. I pray that someone's getting the message. Assignments there might be for you. You need to be ready, hallelujah. You need to be ready and able to hear the instructions, of the Lord. And then you need to be able to move forward with compliance, yes, and obedience. The Lord sends you. The Lord needs you. And you need to be strengthened by the knowledge and the understanding that the Lord needs you. On February 26th, of this year. It seems like a long time ago, but it was really just weeks ago. On February 26th, the Pavilion of God had our Ash Wednesday service on my Blog Talk Radio program. It wasn't my plan. It just happened that way. That was truly unusual. I want you to see, if those of you who are listening who don't really know the Pavilion, I want you to know that my radio program began in 2013. And from 2013 to February 26, 2020, I had never used my Blog Talk radio show for the Pavilion of God. Never. In fact, it had never occurred to me. That shows I'm not too smart, amen. A regular person who doesn't always know what God's plans are. I had never used my radio program from 2013 until February 26th of this year. I didn't consciously know that God had need of my radio program. It was like a donkey tied up in the backyard. But we began the Lenten season on this radio program, hallelujah. And on March 5th, Governor Hogan declared a state of emergency in the state of Maryland. And on March 6th, I met with the Pavilion's leadership team, and I said, do we need to use the radio program now? And we together decided to have worship on this radio program. Amen? And on Sunday, March the 8th, we had our first worship service on my Blog Talk radio program. I knew. We all knew that God had need of my radio program. Hallelujah. You see, God has something tied up for you. God has a program, a path, a direction tied up for you. Yes, on March 8th, and every Sunday since then, we have worshiped right here. God had need of it. The Lord had need of this radio program. God spoke to his disciples of the Pavilion of God and an ex- instructed us in ways that did not make sense to us, but we follow the direction, what? Nevertheless.
Hallelujah.
That's fellowship, beloved. That's fellowship. It is walking in the way of Jesus to the best of our ability. Do you hear God's voice when God speaks to you? Do you hear God's voice when God speaks to you, Carol, and God sends you to New York away from you, the place where you have your own home, but God called you forth and said, go, and you went. Hallelujah. When God
sends
you to the world, when God instructs you in the ways that you should go, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes you're rejoicing for one thing, and God has something else for you. But just know that God has something for you. Do you say to yourself that God needs me? God's ways are not our ways. God's ways, hallelujah, are higher than our ways. But God wants his disciples to act when he says go. God calls his disciples to serve faithfully, hallelujah, and to serve willingly, to trust that God needs them. And the second lesson, break the chain. Loose the tie. You see, the disciples obeyed Jesus. They found the colt. And when questioned, they said to the owner, the Lord has need of it. But what if they did not untie the colt? You see, many times when we see what God has for us, it's tied up. It's tied up sometimes with chains that are not easily recognized. But when we reach for it, we find it's tied up. But we need to know that God has given us the authority that to follow through, that God has given us authority to untie those things that are bound. You can't go to the door, and then not walk through. Woo! Hallelujah. How many of us have moved forward to what we believe Jesus has called us to, but then we see the door is locked? So often we don't, we obey. So often we do obey, but not all the way. We need to obey and obey all the way. Some of us are tied up with self-doubt. Don't everybody say amen. Some of us are tied up with self-doubt. We're tied up with fear. We're tied up with unworthiness. We can't move forward because someone else's definition of who we are and what we should do is against what we know of ourselves and what God has told us. Someone else's definition defeats us. We forget who we are. We forget whose we are, and we lose sight of our divine entitlement. Amen. Sometimes
amen.
The vision for your life, but you are then blinded by past pain or unforgiveness or fear. Do you realize that you can be chained by unimaginable things? You can be chained by your possessions, your way of life, or your desire to do it your way, or sometimes your desire to do it someone else's way. You know, we don't buy the car that God says buy because we are looking at our neighbor's car and we want a car like them. Amen.
Amen.
We don't buy those things and reach for those things because we're tied up in the way the world is doing it. Behaviors can harm us and can bind you. They can bind you physically. They can bind you psychologically. And they can bind you spiritually. Beloved, we need to know that you can't receive the gifts, the provisions, the blessings, and the favor, if you don't claim the fact that you're a disciple of Jesus, when you can't claim the blessings, when you're tied up and bound up in chains, amen?
Lord.
You can't claim those blessings. And,
hallelujah.
And you need to claim the blessings of Jesus, amen, because we are called by the power of God. What?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
How are you tied up this morning? What's tying you, your life in chains? Only you know where those chains are and where your blessings are tied up. If you know that God has given you a blessing and you don't have that blessing in your hand, you need to untie it. When God calls you, you have the ability to untie the chains that bind you if you respond in faith, the faith of humble obedience. On this Palm Sunday, I thank God for all the disciples who are hearing God's call. I thank God for the disciples who trust that God has need of them, the disciples that are seeking to untie their shackles. God, I want you to help those who are hearing that you are saying, untie the shackles, give them the power, the grace to untie the ties that bind them. Help them to believe and help them to know that you will set them free in the midst of the challenges of this COVID-19 crisis. I want you to untie the ties of fear, the chains of grief that bind your heart. I want you to release yourselves from lack and limitation that can keep you bound, the lack and limitation of finances, any lack and limitations of contact with family and friends. You know, when we're told to shelter in our homes, don't let that tie you down. I want you to shelter in your soul. Lack and limitation can be a challenge when you're out of your regular routine that can bind your heart and keep you from hearing Jesus sending you forth. You know, sending you forth right within your own home. It's my prayer that you, the disciples and followers of Jesus, will hear Jesus sending you forth each and every day. You need to know,
yes, so much.
The Lord, hallelujah, the Lord has need of you. The Lord has need of you. I don't want to call everybody's name, but everybody that's listening to my voice this morning, I want you to know that the Lord has need of you. You need to know that you are the disciples that Jesus is sending forth to untie the gifts that are ahead of you. They are to serve the Lord. When you untie your gift, it is your blessing and it is the favor of God. And you also enable Jesus to move forth in the ways that he will through your obedience. You need to know that the Lord has equipped you with faith to break every chain. So untie the ties that bind you. Today, beloved, I came in obedience to God's call to tell you, you are valuable. You are vital to God's plan. That's what the Lord told me today. Tell the people that they are vital. They are valuable to my plan. That's the message of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That ought to bring you joy. That ought to bring you
hallelujah.
Joy. That ought to bring you power. That ought to touch you with the grace of God. You ought to be
amen.
You know, the reason.
Amen.
That ought to be the reason for shouting hallelujah.
Amen.
That ought to be the reason for
hallelujah.
Shouting
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory
be
to God.
In the air.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has need of you. The Lord
amen.
Has need of you. Every one of you is valuable.
Hallelujah.
Every
hallelujah.
One of you is vital.
Glory.
Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your family members, I am valuable. I am a disciple of the Lord.
Yes.
Me.
the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
That is the word of Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, amen.
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 Thank God this morning. We thank God for the praise. We thank God
amen.
For His blessings
hallelujah.
This morning.
Hallelujah.
God is good, and God has
yes, He is at all times.
God has need of you. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory be to God.
Oh, God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you that this is Palm Sunday. And we thank you, God, that this is also Communion Sunday. So right now, beloved, I want you to get your elements for communion. You know, what we planned today was have virtual communion, but virtual means simulated. It means computer-generated. But communion exists in reality.
Yep.
It exists in spiritual reality. So we can commune together not because of form or fashion. We're communing together this morning because God, hallelujah, is real. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm asking you to get your juice, get your crackers, get your bread. And if you don't have it handy, don't feel that you're ever left out. It is the intentionality of your heart that communes with God Almighty. It is the intentionality
yes.
of your heart that communes
yes,
with
yes.
the fellowship of God. And so we can commune together. You can hold that imaginary glass in your hand, but it's real. Amen. You can hold that imaginary bread in
Amen.
Your hand, but it's real. So now I ask you to let us all come together and say the prayer that Jesus taught us. And you can take your phones off mute and we can pray together. Our Father,
Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come.
Thy
will
be
done
on earth as
it is.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we
forgive
those who
trespass against us.
And
lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us from
evil.
For
thine is the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory,
forever
and ever. And ever.
Amen.
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 And now, beloved, I want you to take your bread in your hand.
Take your bread.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat of it, do so in remembrance of me." And
Amen.
You can, Charles, would you say a prayer for the bread?
Yeah. Go ahead,
pray. Precious God, mm-hmm. you sent your son so that he could offer his life to those who were bound by the law. Your son took the bread and gave thanks.
Yes.
Then he broke it and gave it to his disciples,
yes.
saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, let us eat together.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
In the same manner, Jesus took the cup. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. As often as you drink of it, do so in remembrance of me." Minister Helene, say the prayer for the cup.
Yeah. Almighty God,
Thank you for this opportunity to come together today to commemorate the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us. He laid down his life. He took authority and changed that wine into his blood to represent what was being shed just for us and for our sins and for our salvation. The grace of God is wonderful, Lord God. Oh, goodness. Thank you so much for this sacrifice today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Okay, beloved, would you please hold your clap and now let us drink together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
As we worship God this day, we are worshiping God fully in truth and in power. We all want to worship God through our offering. Beloved, we thank God for the offerings that we can give to God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And we want to know that we can give in many ways. We give through our service. We give through our dollars that we give to the Lord. It is an act of worship. You can give in many ways. You can give by Cash App. You can give by PayPal. And you can mail your offerings to our temporary mailing address, and that's 7221 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland. If you find that you can look on the internet right at the site, and you will see it written right there for you, 7221 Paper Bark Terrace. I want to thank you in the name of Jesus for those who have been faithfully continuing their offerings. In the many ways, it is a way that says, God, I know you're a faithful God. I know that you're with me in season and out of season.
Yeah.
That I pray, that I praise you, that I give in all the ways because you haven't stopped taking care of me. Lord, we trust you. We
thank you, Lord.
And so right now, I want you to hold your offerings in your hand or hold your offerings in your heart as we pray together. For those offerings. So, Deacon Withers, will you please pray? Thank God for our offerings.
Amen.
God, we celebrate this morning. We thank you for the light that shines within our souls and within our lives. We thank you for us being able to come together and to worship you, Lord, at this time as we take that ride with you into Jerusalem. Just think about that. We are part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
We do not walk alone.
Yes.
God, we ask you to bless for those who can give. We bless those who cannot give. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
And the people of God say, amen.
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 Oh, what a blessed worship service we've had this morning. We are so thankful, God, that we are, you know, we don't have to have the physical palm in our hand to wave.
Amen.
But I want you to raise your hand right now and just say, glory to God, Hosanna in the highest.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
We thank you for the words this morning. We
thank you
for the praise this morning. We thank you for the opportunity we have in fellowship with one another this morning. We're thankful, Lord. We're thankful to be live. ourselves, Lord, but we're not by ourselves. Hallelujah. We have the Spirit of the Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. Jesus.
And ask all of our needs, oh God. And you be the said, oh God, that you would give us the desires
Amen.
Of our heart. Oh God, we desire your love. We desire your protection. We desire your favor. We're thankful, oh Lord, that you called us. That we're thankful,
Amen.
Oh God, that you know us. We're thankful, oh God, that you know our loved ones. We're thankful, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
That we know Jesus. And we are thankful,
yes.
oh God, that Jesus walks with us, oh Lord. We're thankful, oh God,
Thank
that
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Sends us forth into the world, oh God. We're
Hallelujah.
Not walking without purpose,
you,
oh God. We're not walking without your direction, oh
Thank
God.
You,
We're not walking without your power, oh God. We're not walking, oh God, today on this Palm Sunday without your provision.
Amen.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
To God.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. And Lord, right now, as we prepare to leave this service, we will not leave your provision.
Amen.
We ask you to
Amen.
Bless us. We ask you
Lord.
To anoint us. Enable us, oh God.
Lord,
Bless
my God.
On this Sunday, this Palm Sunday morning.
Amen, amen.
I ask you to surround us, oh God, with your love.
Amen. Please, oh Lord. Oh.
It's not me. I know I'm not worthy to see your face. I try hard, but I make mistakes. You live by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, I you get the praise. I you are my guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze, I'm a play hard days. You're still so mercy, I keep me safe. Lord, my praise.
I honor your name.
Deliver
your mercy.
Whenever I fall, you
lift me up.
Glory,
glory to you.
Oh,
Lord God.
Oh, God, we just thank you this morning for this worship. We thank you for the praises of your people, for you inhabit the praises of your people. Anoint us in a special way this day, oh God. Enable your people to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 Amen. And
amen.
Hugs
amen.
Of love.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all, and I miss
you. Love
you
all. Have a great week. Thanks
yes,
for the beautiful service.
Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful service. Bye, everybody. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
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 And I did my glory.
Glory.
Glory to thee, O
Lord God.